So, let me tell you about my cycling adventure, now that 24 hours later I've actually recovered from it. I met my friend Alan at Hebden Bridge. He was a little bit late, I was a little bit late, so we both met at exactly the same time. Alan was in the station coffee house at Hebden Bridge, and as I went into the coffee house to meet him, I thought, am I going to have a tea or coffee here? But as I walked in, I opened the door and there was a woman behind me. Shut the door behind you, shut the door behind you. And she took the door, even though I was about to grab the door, she grabbed the door and kind of, not slammed it, but quickly shut it behind me. And then I saw Alan, said, oh, hi Alan. And I thought, after the welcome I'd got, I wasn't going to have a coffee there. So as we went out, I'm like, hi Alan, let's go. And then as I leave again, she grabs the door off me. She's like, oh, no, shut the door, it's cold, you're letting cold air. I just said to her, bloody hell, I'm shutting the door. Warm welcome to Hebden Bridge here. So yeah, it didn't start off very well. And then came our attempt to ride air bikes up Hebden Hill. We decided to take the short but steep option first of all, because that's the one that we'd walked up on school trips and we remembered how steep and hard it was, and now we were going to conquer the beast and ride our bikes up there. We got about 80 yards up the cobbled steep hill and then decided to head back and go the long way around. The long way around was hard and steep enough. I just about made it. I had to push my bike a little bit of the way, but 8/10 of it, four-fifths of it, I did manage to ride myself. Then in Hepton, we reached Heptonstall, which was at the top of this hill, and we had a look around, and it's very nice, hasn't changed, it's a tiny little village, always has been, always will be. And we went to this little coffee house, which had fake flowers that looked like they were dying, oddly enough, and the most delicious millionaire shortbread I have ever had. But then, at £2.50 a slice, it needs to be the most delicious millionaire shortbread I've ever had. The journey back down from Heptonstall to Hebden, we took an even longer way, but oh my gosh, it was one of the best bike rides I've ever had. It was superb, down a nice long 12% gradient hill, which had a big swooping bend at the bottom of it, so you had to brake to avoid the leaves and skid. It were right on the edge, and then down a roller coaster ride of super steep cobbled road. My bike must have been screaming, but it made it, it held up. Then my friend Alan decided we were going to try to tackle going up England's longest hill, and he assured me there was a pub about halfway up that we could go to and have a rest, and we could decide if we were going to carry on from there. Anyway, turns out the pub was about 100 yards from the start of England's longest hill, and Alan didn't bother to tell me that till we were nearly at the end. But 6 miles uphill, but it was hard work, but fortunately it wasn't a really steep gradient and the wind was behind us, so it was easier than I thought actually. We did manage it, we were proud of ourselves. So we decided to treat ourselves, we went down the hill a little bit, and Alan had spotted there was a brewery halfway down the longest hill. And we went to England's least welcoming brewery. Because oddly enough, this brewery welcome visitors, but they don't actually sell their own beer. They sold it in bottles. And then when we asked where they could buy the beer, or where was the nearest pub, it turns out the nearest pub doesn't buy their beer, which is always a warning sign. Back down to Hebden we went, and then on to Sowerby Bridge along the canal. Had a few pints in various pubs, nothing too exciting, but one of them was called The Works, and they had a pub called a drink in there called Lemonhead Bitter, which I ordered to the barman. I said, Lemonhead Bitter, please, and he gave me a pint of lemonade. So I sat there drinking my fizzy Lemonhead and marvelling at this building that, to be honest, looked like an old school hall, so... yeah, it reminded me of work a bit too much. I didn't enjoy that. Then on to Hebden Station, where the tannoy said the trains had been cancelled, but they weren't. And I got on the train, and then I had to cycle up my usual commuting hill home, another 5 kilometres. And then finally, nearly 40 miles worth of riding later, I arrived home. It was a fantastic day of cycling adventures.